Speaking of which, how was Under One Sky written? I watched the video, and it's just super epic. You know, it's a feel-good kind of epic song. How did you guys put that together?
Well, it was originally envisioned for sort of a Pan Am Games or an Olympic Games style opening ceremonies, where it's you're writing about the point of view of an athlete who spent their whole life training for this one moment, and it's finally come true, and they're there in the stadium with 60,000 people, you know, realizing their dreams, and that was really the vision behind it. Fraser's had that experience in spades. He was the captain of the Canadian junior team for the Pan Am Games. Pan Am Junior Games back in 98, I believe it was.
Wow.
And he really drew a lot from that experience as well. And, you know, the group sort of tenorized it. But that was the vision all along, is to create an anthem for, you know, athletes arriving at their first opening ceremonies of a big game like that. And then as we sort of kept writing it and honing it and producing it, it kind of took on of a life of its own, and the meaning grew from some sort of an athletic anthem to a universal message of bringing people together and realizing that we're all under one sky, and we need to focus on our similarities as opposed to our differences, because there's a lot of craziness out there and a lot of people that want to divide, you know, the human race, and we're just trying to be that positive message of bringing people together under one sky. And that's why we created the music video that we did. Mm-hmm. You know, we wanted people from all over the world to be a part of the video and a part of the message, trying to remind each other that, you know, we're all in it together. We're all trying to make this world a better place.